This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The announcement last week that global music sales rose for the first time since 1999 does not change the fact that more people are illegally downloading music and videos than ever before. Last week, the Center for Copyright Information, in cooperation with the country's five largest internet service providers, launched a new alert system that they hope will curb online piracy. Joining us with the download on the new system is Ryan Gallagher, contributing writer for Slate.com. Ryan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
It's called the Copyright Alert System. What is it?
Well, it's basically a kind of centralized system that's going to monitor people downloading illicit content, you know, pirated TV shows and films and stuff like that. And then that information will be passed on to the ISPs, who will then send out various warnings to users.
The alert system is now commonly referred to as six strikes. So what happens to a user after they commit a strike?
Well, it starts off and they'll just kind of send you a friendly warning to say, you know, you've been badly behaved, essentially, and you've downloaded this and you shouldn't have. But gradually it'll get a bit more serious. And worst case scenario, when you get to the fifth or sixth strike, depending on who your provider is, you may see your connection get slowed down, or they may in fact just block your internet browsing facility entirely until you view what they're calling these sort of educational supplements that you have to read.
Educational supplements. Is this a scare tactic, Ryan? I mean, how can they possibly prosecute all the people who are downloading?
It's a valid question. I think that it's going to be extremely difficult. The figures are approximately 150 million people worldwide every month are downloading what they call these torrents. A lot of these files are sort of pirated videos and things. So, I mean, there are millions of people in the United States doing it. So it will be very difficult to sort of send out warnings to all of these people. But I think it's kind of a symbolic thing as well. The industry wants to be seen to be responding to piracy. But I think it remains to be seen how successful it will be.
A report earlier this month suggested that even FBI employees illegally download shows like Homeland and Dexter from their law enforcement computers. I think that was in your article. I mean, it seems like some of the biggest offenders will easily find a way around this system. Does the industry think it would be an effective deterrent and they can really get at people?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that they think that they will get at the mass of people, the mainstream people doing it, but maybe I think the more technically savvy users will easily be able to circumvent it, because there are lots of ways that you can use services to change your and hide your IP address of your computer, which is what they're using to identify people. So I think there will be very easy ways around it. And maybe what we'll see is just more people turning to those sorts of services and educating themselves about how to dodge the alerts.
Yeah, of course, this being the internet, there are plenty of articles already instructing people on how to avoid triggering the new system. I've also heard that open Wi-Fi is cause for you could get excused if you have an open Wi-Fi system and you could just make the claim that somebody else is using it. So what do you do if you believe you've been wrongly accused of illegally downloading files? Is there any recourse for consumers?
Yeah, well, they say they've got this independent review system. So if you think that you've been accused where you feel that that's a wrong accusation, you can file a complaint, but it costs you $35 to file the complaint in the first place, and you'll only get that back if you actually succeed in your claim. So I think a lot of people are quite disgruntled about it. They'll have to fork out this $35 even just to complain about it.
You're in the UK. How is illegal downloading being addressed outside of the US? Where does this law stack up, or this action stack up?
Well, in France, they've actually had, since about 2009, a kind of similar, actually a little bit more of a stricter system, where it's a three-strike system. And in some cases, users actually get a fine, as opposed to what's going to happen in the US, where, worst case, you'll get your connection blocked. In France, they've been issuing fines, but I mean, it's not known really how successful it's been, because it's a very hard thing to sort of monitor it's a hard thing for the industry to sort of measure how successful it's been. In the UK, it's going in a similar direction. They've started blocking websites here. They've not targeted users yet, but I think probably in the long run we might see that. But on the flip side, I think there's probably going to be quite a backlash from people about this because people don't really want their connections to be cut off and you know, blocked and things.
There might be pitchforks in the street at that point. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Ryan Gallagher, contributing writer for Slate.com. And you can find out more about the six-strike system by linking to Ryan's article on Wired's Future Tense blog at wordofmouthradio.org. Stay with us for Girl Rising. It's a film and a global action campaign to educate girls, and it's jumping off with simultaneous screenings globally this week. We'll talk to an organizer after the break. This is Word of Mouth.